Rosie TV.
Martin Zender here, broadcasting from the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. Got a banger show for you today, but I first want to start with some breaking news. I will be doing a live stream. Only done one of those before. A live stream this Wednesday, August 21st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time with the one and only Catherine Holmes. Catherine texted me one day last week and said, I really want to talk to you about your writing. Like, how did you start writing? Tell me a little bit about your books. What about the progression from writing to making videos? And I was very flattered that someone wanted to know about it because I'm a writer, essentially. And so I'd love to talk about it. But that's just going to be able to open the floodgates. We're going to go from that to talking about anything in the universe. This show is going to be hosted by none other than Catherine herself, also Jax from Canada, and Taylor Wolfman, who I've never met, but she apparently lives in Florida on the peninsula, and they are going to be hosting this show, but it's going to be open to the world, to the entire body of Christ. So if you've ever wanted to ask a question or make a comment or just say hello, I would love to meet you this Wednesday, August 21st at 6:30 p.m. The name of the show is Zender on Writing. But again, that'll just be the springboard to whatever you want to talk about. These shows that Catherine does are wonderful. She has a great style. Her shows are very engaging. She's interviewed so many people in the body of Christ, and it's a great way to get to know people. And so I'm very thankful for Catherine that she wants to do this interview. I jumped at it. I don't know why, because I usually don't do these things, but I thought, this sounds great. This sounds great. And while you're at it, subscribe to Catherine's channel. I have a link to her channel down here. So click on there. There's also a link to the live stream. Now you can hit that link, but of course you won't go to the live stream yet, but you will go to the platform where the live stream will magically appear. I don't know how these things work. I'm barely technically hanging on every day, but Catherine knows what she's doing. So at the bottom of the videos, of this video and the video for tomorrow and Wednesday, under the Show More tab, you will see a link to the upcoming live stream. There's also a link there to Catherine's channel. And there's a link to yesterday's Grace Cafe broadcast on WCCD, Cleveland, Ohio, live radio. This was 25 years ago, and that's the topic I want to talk about today. The title of that show was devised by our friend Rodney Paris, and the name of it is When God Requires Nothing from Those He Is Saving. What a great title. Again, that's the topic of today's MZTV. It's Justification by Faith. Now, you might see another link down there under the video today, and that is an interview Catherine did with Isaiah the prophet. She actually, you're telling me that was Tony Nungesser. Okay, yes. I'm sorry. I thought she interviewed Isaiah the prophet, but it's Tony Nungesser, who is sporting a patriarch-style beard. And Catherine I've known Tony for a long time. And this video that I'm linking to you, her interview with, Tony Nungesser, it's so good. It's a bit of a slow start, but once you get into it, you're going to hear Tony talk about how he came to the faith, how he spent 3 nights on a hill in Michigan, and what happened on the third night. You don't want to miss it. This also touches upon the topic of justification by faith, because you're going to hear Tony say this. Spoiler alert, he was amazed to read in Romans chapter 4 that God was calling people righteous who simply believe him. This is the essence of justification by faith. And it is so unknown. It's a simple prospect. It's a simple truth. But it's unknown because no one, hardly anyone, except those God gives the faith to understand it. It's hard, let's put it this way. It's hard to grasp the truth that God requires nothing from those he is saving. To be declared righteous by God simply by believing him. This is the snare of the cross. It's the simplicity and the completeness of the cross. Now, if you have not watched yesterday's Grace Cafe video, again, it's a broadcast. Myself and five other believers went on Cleveland Radio, the largest Christian radio station. That's the shocker here. The largest Christian radio station in Cleveland, Ohio. We went on this show, and on this particular show, we are giving the nuts and bolts of the two gospels. The gospel God gave to Israel and the gospel he gave to Paul. And if you don't know that there are these two different messages, these two separate evangels in the New Testament, then I can say with boldness and with confidence that the scriptures will never make any sense to you because there seems to be contradictory information. In one place in the scriptures, we read that if we are faithful to confess our sins, then God is faithful to forgive our sins. And yet, in another section of scripture, you will read that we are declared righteous simply by believing God. You couldn't dream up two different means of dealing with sin. And this is the difference between the gospel to Israel and the gospel given to Paul. And many people trip over this. In fact, in this Grace Cafe broadcast, you're going to hear something very unusual happen. Our producer, Ricardo Johnson, a kindly guy, really nice guy, sweet guy, but for some reason, he was actually listening to our show while he was producing it, and he actually couldn't take it anymore to hear anyone saying that you mean you don't have to confess your sins. And we have had people in our own circle who turn out not to be in our circle. Johnny Green and his daughter Caitlin Green, they're now making videos with no understanding whatsoever of justification by faith. They are also promoting the Israel gospel, which says you must confess your sins or your sins will not be forgiven. If you're not constantly bringing your sins to mind, analyzing yourself, and placing your sins before God, then you just cannot in any way be right with God. This is how unknown justification by faith is. And on the Grace Cafe video from yesterday, I'm going to be reading a comment from a gentleman by the name of Doug Evans, who also knows nothing about justification by faith. He can't get out of the Israel gospel. The Israel gospel is in the New Testament. Yes, it is. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation, James. Only in the 13 letters of Paul will you read of this amazing truth that simply by believing what God says about us, which that belief itself, of course, is a gift of God, that by this means God declares us to be righteous. And if you're righteous, what business do you have confessing your sins to God, hoping to be forgiven? These two things are antithetical to one another. They're impossible to exist simultaneously, and yet there they are in the Bible. But we have to correctly cut the scriptures. King James says, rightly divide in 2 Timothy. Rightly divide the truth, but it's correctly cut. And dividing the truth is more than just separating the Old Testament from the New Testament. That's how most people divide the scriptures. But no, there is an important division to be made in the New Testament itself, and that is the gospel of the circumcision given to Peter, the Israel gospel, and the gospel of the uncircumcision given to Paul, to the nations. It's a non-Israelite gospel for us regular people. And it is a beautiful thing. But the unusual thing that happens, and if you haven't heard this show, watch it from yesterday, is that our producer, Ricardo Johnson, breaks into the show. He can't take it anymore. He says, wait a minute, Xander. Wait, you're telling me. I said, no, I'm not telling you anything. Scripture's telling you. Paul's telling you. He can't believe that people could be righteous simply by believing God. Where's confession of sins? Where's the guilt? Where's the begging God to forgive you? And the verse he referenced was 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And here it is. If we should be avowing our sins, he is faithful and just that he may be pardoning us our sins. Pardoning is from the same root word, forgiveness. And should be cleansing us from all injustice. So cleansing here does not come from the cross of Christ exclusively. No. Cleansing in this gospel comes from confessing your sins, avowing your sins, and then trusting that God will be faithful to forgive your sins. But if you're subject to a pardon or to forgiveness, that forgiveness can be revoked if you do not produce fruit worthy of it. Contrast all this with Paul, who says that a man is not justified by works of law, but only by faith. And it's the faith of Christ and going to the cross. Our faith is hooked on to his faith like a caboose is hooked on to a train. His faith is the engine. We hook up to his faith, and God is now smiling upon us. Our sins are not counted against us. And to ask God, to beg God to forgive you for your sins is an insult, a dire insult to this great truth. And I am recommending Catherine's interview with Tony because just a simple way. Tony is a very simple guy. I say that in the best possible sense. And as he's stroking his beard, and let me tell you, Tony Nungesser has this beard stroking down. He's got it down. When somebody has a long white beard and they're stroking it like this, it just gives weight. It gives more weight to what they're saying. It adds heft and depth to their pronouncements. And Tony, God is going to declare me righteous. God says he declares me righteous by believing him. That's a beautiful thing. So I broadcast this show from 25 years ago. Rodney digitized it, took the 25-year-old cassette tapes, put it in digital format for a modern audience. Truth is timeless. That's the most beautiful thing about what I do and what anybody who heralds the word does, is that it is timeless truth. It's as true today as it was 25 years ago, as it was when Paul wrote these things. But a man named Doug Evans took offense to it. And I'm going to read his comment on that video yesterday. But you're going to hear me on the air trying to explain to Ricardo Johnson this truth. But Ricardo just couldn't hear it. He couldn't hear it because he's camped on 1 John 1, 9. He goes, there it is. It's in the Bible. It's written down. I said, yes, it's true for Israel. But how do you make that agree with what Paul is saying, that we're justified by faith, not by confessing our sins, that God looks upon us as sinless? He goes, well, that's just what it says. He could not answer it. And I challenged him. You'll hear it. I said, okay, so Ricardo, if you're saying that there's some sin in your life that you don't avow and you die, let's say, with unavowed sin, unconfessed sin, then you die unforgiven. Well, that's just what he says. You're going to hear him struggle. You're going to hear him just spinning in his mind. He cannot grasp it. Because again, he's trying to make 1 John mesh, trying to make it agree with Romans chapter 4, and it doesn't. And as soon as you realize it doesn't, then all these apparent contradictions disappear. People say, it's so complicated. You say there's two gospels. It's so complicated. No. That takes the complication out. when you have two bins to put these separate things in. You have a bin for law, you have a bin for grace. You have a bin for works, you have a bin for grace. You have a bin over here for confession and forgiveness, and you have one over here for justification. You have one over here for baptism, one over here for no baptism. It's a beautiful thing. And again, we painstakingly go through the proof texts in this Grace Cafe show and others, and you will find this truth all throughout my videos and my books. I wrote a book, maybe Catherine wants to talk about this. I wrote a book called The First Idiot in Heaven that details for you everything you want to know and need to know about Paul's distinct gospel. I list 31 differences in that book. If there's one book, besides the scriptures, of course, that you ought to have to understand the full picture, to put the whole scriptures in perspective, it is The First Idiot in Heaven. You can find that at my website. I'm not trying to sell books. I'm trying to bring you the truth. Go to martinzender.com, hit the tab that says books, look for First Idiot in Heaven, order it today. It's the best, I don't know, $18. It's a hefty book. Whatever it is, the cost is just minuscule compared to the blessing of understanding these things. So please order that book. And again, I'm not trying to sell you a book. I'm trying to convince you of how God now sees you. So let me read the comment of Doug Evans. And his comment is basically, I have nothing against Doug Evans except, sir, you are trying to bring a foreign gospel into the body of Christ and people aren't buying it. Great comments here. The body of Christ, you, the smartest audience on YouTube, come to the rescue and you try to explain this to Doug in the comments. Doug says, a lot of the reason why the world is the way it is today is because people are being taught that if you sin, you're already covered. Calvary to Doug, anyway. People are being taught that if you sin, you're already covered. Imagine that, already covered. Like by what? Like the sacrifice of God's son or something like that? Okay, let me continue here. You're already covered. No need to ask for forgiveness because you believe in Jesus. Yes, you stated it perfectly, actually. But his response to that is total nonsense. In other words, Doug says it's total nonsense to think that your sins are covered by believing in Jesus. Oh, come on. You people are crazy. You people are the reason the world is the way it is today. People like Martin Zender heralding justification by faith. I'm telling you, folks, this truth is so unknown. Doug goes on. Hosea tells us exactly how to be forgiven. Oh, Hosea. Wait a minute. Didn't that guy have a beard like Tony Nungus? He's an Old Testament prophet. Okay, what does Hosea say, Doug? We use our mouths, our lips, and go to God with a repentant heart. He will forgive you. And as you know, our friend Johnny Green, who I thought was a member of the body of Christ, but now I find out clearly he is not, loves this word repentance. Repentance is you're constantly feeling terrible about your sins. I'm not saying that there are times when, of course, you feel bad about offending God, but God is not counting your offenses to you. Stop it. Stop it. It's not like these people are saying, well, you reap what you sow. And it's not a good idea to sin because you get in all kinds of trouble here on earth. I'm saying that too. I say it every day. We all say that. But these people are making your sin still a roadblock. Your sin is still coming between you and God. Things are not right between you and God unless you confess your sins. And that is, I can't call it a lie because it's a truth in the circumcision gospel, in the gospel to Israel, but not, it is not a truth. It becomes a lie when you try to inject it illicitly, illegally into Paul's gospel. And this is what Doug is doing. The body of Christ is not having it. Doug, I appreciate your watching the show, would it be great if you could listen to it? I don't know. Doug, I can't understand how you watched this hour-long broadcast of Grace Cafe. You heard us laying out the facts about the two Gospels, and still you don't get it? Okay, maybe you're not meant to understand it. But it's really not that difficult once you understand there are two bins, two evangels. And the definitive verse for that, of course, is Galatians 2:7. Paul says, I've been entrusted with the gospel of the uncircumcision, according as Peter of the circumcision. But the body of Christ to the rescue, James Gray answers very nicely. Salvation in Christ is not, quote, the greatest bargain in all the universe, unquote, for it is not a bargain at all. It is neither cheap nor expensive. It is free. Boy, do I love that. Good one, James. I say that too. I tell people, oh, you think I am making salvation cheap. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you that impression. I don't think it's cheap at all. It's free. James goes on, we need not be, quote, willing to pay the price, unquote, for there is no price to pay. Christ paid it all. He was made sin. God condemned sin in the flesh in the sacrifice of his son. References, you got proof for this? You better believe it. James quotes here from 2 Corinthians 5:21 and Romans 8:3, Paul's letters. Salvation is not a reward for having done the right thing or for meeting conditions. As with Abraham, our faith reveals to us what is already true concerning what God has promised. It gives us assurance. Amen. James goes on to say, the customary invitation or altar call of today is simply a vain tradition of man, since it, quote, gets results, artificial results based on fear and emotion. That's me interjecting there. But since it gets results, it is used, though through it, many become converts to the Christian religion. Yes, they're not converts to Christ. They're converts to the Christian religion. There's a big difference between being a convert to Christ and a convert to the Christian religion. That's me again. That is me again. So if you go to the comments on yesterday's Grace Cafe video, you can read James' complete statement here, which is beautiful and truthful. Someone else at Die7ER says, really? Telling people God loves them unconditionally is the problem? Because there's so many people going around preaching this message. And well, there's not many people preaching this message. I could tell you that right now. This person quotes Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 3:24. Do you hear anything about confessing your sins and then God will forgive them? No, this is not about forgiveness. Forgiveness assumes sin. It assumes it. It assumes that you did wrong. And now God is going to overlook the penalty. That is forgiveness. Justification is you didn't even do wrong. You're right. Why would a person who is right, that's the root word of justification or being declared righteous, do you hear the word right in there? How can someone who is said to be right, said to be just, how can that person then go to God and say, please forgive me for my unrighteousness? And God says, what unrighteousness? I declared you to be righteous. Why are you wasting my time? Wild boar comments. So do we have to ask for forgiveness thousands and thousands of times over the course of decades? That sounds exhausting. So every idle word, every lie, every thought of hatred or envy in my heart, all impatience and murmuring, all distrust of God, all pride and foolishness, coveting, etc., I must confess thousands of these sins throughout my life or I will not be saved. It is what John says in 1 John. It's part of the Israel gospel. If anyone wants to follow the Israel gospel, well, when are you going to bring your sheep to Jerusalem? You want to follow the law here? You can't just do one or two things of the law. You have to do the whole law. Why not grasp onto the gospel, the evangel of Paul? given to him by the glorified Christ, who is no longer subject to his Israel persona. When Christ revealed himself to Saul on the road to Damascus, he wasn't an Israelite anymore. He was the exalted Son of God. While he was on earth, he was a servant of the circumcision gospel to confirm the patriarchal promises. That's Romans 15:8. When he was on earth, he was a servant of the circumcision. You can see that plainly. When he says, when he was on earth, I was sent only to the lost sheep in the house of Israel. Yeah, that's a universal evangel being preached by our Lord there. It's a funny way of going about it. Don't tell this to 99% of the population. Don't breathe the word of it to 99% of the population. This is a truth for Israel, not for us. Greg Davis says this: why did Jesus have to suffer and die if we still need to beg forgiveness? Makes no sense. A propitiatory shelter only covers up the sin we commit. That's what people like Johnny Green and Caitlin Green and Doug Evans, that's what they're promoting. It's a temporary cover-up. It's cosmetic. We're going to cover it up until you do something else, and then the forgiveness is off the table until you confess it. Okay, then you're back on. But if you sin again, you got to confess that again. It's all temporary. It's not permanent. What I'm teaching, what other people are teaching, what Paul taught was a permanent erasure of sins, removing your sin as far from you as the east is from the west. And this is the only thing that can bring peace. These people like Doug Evans, they're not at peace. Johnny Green, watch his videos, don't, but he's not at peace. He's fretting, constantly worried about his sins. So is his daughter. Just incredible. If these folks would just stick with the Israel gospel, start teaching baptism, circumcision, law keeping, keep it there. Do not attempt to bring this into Paul's gospel. It's illegal. It's illicit. Paul calls down a curse on it in Galatians chapter 1. Of course, I couldn't help commenting on Mr. Evans' comment. I'm not very wordy here. I'm quite succinct. Well, I am a writer after all. I say, we can now officially add you to the list of people who have no idea what justification by faith is. But ladies and gentlemen, we do. We not only have an idea of it, but we are convinced without a shadow of a doubt, not because of our imagination, not because of wishful thinking, but because it is what God says he accomplished through Christ. And that amazing news is transferred from God to us through our apostle, the Apostle Paul.